Good morning, delegates. We are ready to begin adoption of the report. We will start with some information from the Secretariat concerning the schedule by which we will the report adoption will proceed today. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. As you have seen, you have not yet received the full report. This is due to the fact that some parts are still with printing. And we hope to distribute the second part around 11 o'clock. And depending on how far we are with the adoption of the first part, we can take a break at that moment to allow you to read the second part. Or if we're not through yet, we make that break at the appropriate point. Overall, we have two sessions with translation foreseen for today. The first session will run from 10 to 1, and the second session, if needed, will run from 2:30 to 5:30. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Let's begin adoption with the introduction. Are there any comments on paragraphs 1 through 4? 5. Very good. Let's continue with paragraphs 6 through 9. Any comments, please? I see no flags. They're adopted. Paragraphs 10. I'm sorry. Senegal, please. Your comment is on which paragraph, sir?
Juste, madame la présidente, parce que vous êtes allé un peu plus vite que moi. Je voulais juste intervenir au niveau du paragraphe 4, à la fin, où on parlait de Djibouti. On a dit Djibouti procédé. Donc, à partir du bas, vous comptez 4 lignes. Procédé. Alors, ils l'ont conjugué à l'imparfait. Je pense que c'est un verbe qui doit être conjugué au présent. Djibouti procède actuellement, au lieu de procéder. Hein? Et espère, au lieu de espérer, au présent, faire usage des normes fondées sur la science, virgule, on supprime qui sont élaborées. Et on dit sur la science pour renforcer. Tout simplement, on supprime les trois mots qui sont élaborés dans le texte français. Voilà, c'est les observations que j'avais en attendant d'aller plus loin.
Thank you very much for your comments. This gives me the opportunity to remind delegates, please, when you have observations about inaccuracies or poor wording in French or English, please bring them to Spanish, sorry, any sort of editorial change. Please bring them to the Secretariat, just in written form to the Secretariat. And they will make those editorial changes. These, you're actually speaking about the remarks made by the minister, so these are editorial changes. Let's not discuss them on the floor. Bring them on the side to the Secretariat, please. It will help us move through quickly. Thank you, sir. Let's continue. I believe we were at 10 through 12 then. Are there any comments, please? I see Switzerland, please. Switzerland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My comments relate to paragraph 12. Under the heading FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee for Europe, CC Euro. Paragraph 12, the first line, first of all, states that it's the 16th session. This is not the case. It was the 26th. And so if we could make that change, that correction. And then in the third sentence, which starts off with, the third line, rather, which starts off with communication among experts and that several, here I'd like to propose the insertion of, and that several members in the European region whose, and then continue with economies, and then include are in transition, and then strike out in Europe. So the sentence will read, among others, the session noted the need to improve horizontal communication among experts, and that several members in the European region whose economies are in transition were eligible for support from the Codex Trust Fund. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. I take this as a completely editorial change. There should be no objection, but we should avoid making editorial changes whenever possible unless they're simply inaccurate. Those also can be brought to the Secretariat. I've noted many instances in this document where there are just words repeated that should be deleted, but we don't need to discuss those. Sir? I see no other flags. Senegal, I'm sorry. Senegal, please.
Excusez-moi, Madame la Présidente, parce que j'ai vraiment un problème de compréhension au 10. La fin de la deuxième ligne, on parle que le codex revêtait une importance critique. Ou c'est une insuffisance critique ou une importance critique. Je ne peux pas me taire sans vraiment être rassuré. On parle d'importance critique ou d'insuffisance critique qu'il faut améliorer. Je veux votre lumière sur la question.
Thank you, sir. This is a translation issue. Again, when you find matters like that, valid to bring them up, but please don't bring them up on the floor. Let's not bring them up on the floor. Please bring them to the Secretariat, and they will take care of them. They will take care of them. Thank you for catching it, but bring it on the side to the Secretariat. Please don't intervene to make this note. Thank you. Now, we had come up to paragraph 12. I see no other flags. They are adopted. Let's take 13, 14, and 15. Any comments, please? I see no flags. Tunisia, right in front, yes. Your comment, sir.
اللغة نسخة السطر الرابع كلمة أركونو تعويضها بأركوموندي وهذا غير المعنى تماما للجملة ففي الأصل كانت أركوموندي عوضا على أركوني. شكرا.
Thank you, Tunisia. This is a translation problem again, so please bring them to the Secretariat. No? We'll fix it. Thank you, sir. Any other flags? I see none. The report up to paragraphs 15 is adopted. Let's take paragraphs 16, 17, 18, and 19. Any comments, please? Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. A pesar de que en la primera sesión se hizo la observación y el secretario reconoció que sí había incongruencia, vuelvo a recalcar sobre el párrafo 18. En primer lugar, en el resumen, el 18 no hace aclaración a qué proceso se está refiriendo. Creo que es el proceso de consenso. Yo creo que falta una palabra clave allí mencionando el proceso en consenso. Además, en el apéndice 2, la versión en español vuelve a diferir de la versión en inglés y yo no voy a hacer observación en sala, puesto que la observación se hizo en un documento que envió Colombia y que el señor secretario reconoció que era así, y entonces para que se tome de la observación que envió Colombia, porque lo que se trata es de asegurar que el facilitador sea elegido de acuerdo al comité en cuestión. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Colombia. The secretary will clarify how this correction will be made.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yes, the delegation from Colombia is correct. They did say that, and we did find that that should be included. Unfortunately, we did not do that in the annex. We mentioned here that the text should be corrected in the Spanish version as proposed. So, unfortunately, then in the annex, actually, it is wrong. So it needs to be corrected. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Are there any other flags on these paragraphs through 19, 16 through 19? I see no flags. Let's proceed then to paragraphs 20 and 21. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. They are adopted. Let's take 22, 23, 24, and 25. Are there any comments? Germany, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have a question concerning para 23. In appendix 3, there is one point missing that the Commission has adopted, and that are the recommendations on a scientific basis of health claims.
Thank you, sir. We're checking our notes. Germany, the Secretariat will clarify. I believe this should answer the question.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. In Appendix 3, there are two parts. In Part 1, it's standards adopted as Step 8, and in Part 2, standards adopted as Step 5-8. Since the provisions on scientific basis of health claim were adopted as Step 8, they are in Part 2 of Appendix 3. The first line on page 4. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretariat. I take it I understand that answers your question. Very good. Paragraphs then through paragraph 25 are adopted. Let's take paragraphs 26, 27, and 28. Are there any comments, please? Singapore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's just an editorial suggestion on paragraph 26, and I think this will apply to quite a number of paragraphs. This will apply to quite a number of paragraphs later on. Say for instance, the 993, the title, section 7.1 and 7.2, I would suggest that we include to read as something, you know, to include the title, which are not going to be annexed or appendix in any way, because when you look at the report, you will not know where the amendments are made. And this would apply to paragraph 32, footnote 20, to read as something, so that for items which are not going to be included in the annex would appear here. Those that are included with it in the annex, I think that's fine. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Singapore. The Secretariat will explain, put your comment, his response to your comment, in the context of typical practice in Commission reports. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yes, as a matter of fact, this is the practice how we do it, usually, because also these editorial comments can sometimes be extensive. It is not always that it is just a change of one title. And this is why, in this case also, contrary to our other practice, we put the names of who made, the names of the countries who made these comments, so that people can look it up in the comments paper. So, because the reference to the comments paper is given at the beginning of the agenda item. So, this is why we reference there the names of those who actually made those comments, so that people can look that up. So, that has been our common practice up to now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat. Korea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We Republic of Korea already submitted some editorial collection on paragraph 26 and 27. So please check it out. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Madam, the Secretariat will clarify these editorial changes for the benefit of the membership. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We have in writing what the Republic of Korea proposes. Actually, it is just correction of a reference error. In paragraph 26, in the second line, in the English version, 3.3 should be replaced to 3.2. And In paragraph 27, in the third line, 3.2 should be replaced to 3.12. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Secretary, and thank you for Korea for this correction. I see no other flags. Then the report through paragraphs 28 is adopted. Let's next take paragraph 29, one long paragraph. Are there any flags? Are there any comments on paragraph 29? I see no flags. Let's move now, having adopted paragraph 29, to paragraph 30. Any comments, please? I see no flags. Paragraph 31, please. Any comments, please? United States of America, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm speaking on behalf of as Chair of the Colleagues Committee for Food Hygiene. I believe what we adopted at the Commission was not Annex 2, but rather Appendix 2. Appendix 2 includes two annexes, one of which deals with guidelines for environmental testing that is not listed in this paragraph. So if we could just edit the text on paragraph 31 to say that it is that we adopted Appendix 2 rather than Annex 2.
Very good. Thank you very much for that, finding that non-trivial detail. I see no other flags. Paragraph 31 is adopted. Let's take paragraphs 32 and 33. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. Paragraphs 32, 33 adopted. Paragraphs 34, 35, and 36. Comments, please. I see no flags. 34, 35, and 36 are adopted. Paragraphs 37, 38, 39. Any comments on those three paragraphs, please? I see no flags. Paragraphs 40 and 41. Comments, please. Argentina, please.
En realidad es una observación sobre la última parte del primer párrafo, del segundo párrafo del 41, donde dice que en realidad que solo debían formularse propuestas específicas sobre el tema sin volver a abrir un debate general acerca de su alcance. En principio, creemos que esta aseveración justamente contradice lo que señalan los párrafos anteriores, porque una parte importante de la discusión sobre este tema se centró en que el documento no estaba lo suficientemente equilibrado para garantizar que se aplicaría de la misma forma para el comercio de alimentos que para las donaciones y la ayuda alimentaria. Y eso justamente forma parte del alcance. Entonces, sugeriríamos que se saque simplemente lo que dice acerca de su alcance, que se borre esa parte de la frase, acerca de su alcance. Con eso sería posible volver a discutir el ámbito de aplicación del documento para tener certeza absoluta de su aplicación. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Our recollection, and we're checking specific notes, but that it was quite clear, the observation that adoption at step 5 means the text is in an advanced state of development. In general, that only, we also emphasize that only specific proposals should on the text should be made, and that general debate should not be reopened. I think that was very clear. We are checking the notes to see whether scope was explicitly mentioned, but I believe the spirit of the discussion was that the code issues, only specific issues should be dealt with on the code. Thank you. The final decision, Argentina, rests on our notes, which captured precisely what was said in the summary of this document. And in fact, the precise words that were accepted by the Commission were that no general debate on the scope be reopened. Those are the precise words. That is what the Commission accepted. And our practice is, therefore, then to leave the text as it stands. Thank you, Argentina. I see no other flags. Therefore, paragraphs 40 and 41 are adopted. Let's next take paragraphs 42, 43, 44, and 45. Are there any comments, please? Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Regarding paragraph 44, I'd like to suggest a different wording. I will read the paragraph with our proposal. The delegation of Hungary, speaking as the chair of the committee, pointed out that the draft guidelines were technically sound. Stop. It noted, however, that there were points which were not unambiguous, and noted that Brazil, as a result of extensive, guidelines were technically sound. He noted, however, that there were points which were not unambiguous, And the rest of the paragraph follows as the same. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. Our notes show, however, an exact quote of what the chair said, and our notes show that he did not say that. So, if you like, we can read you what he said, but it's reflected here. So please, Secretariat.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. What the Chair said at the time was that two physical working groups endeavor to harmonize the language and have it reflect the will of those present. At the time, Brazil raised some concerns which were not specific. They since then presented a technical working document which includes some examples. So he did then go on to say, sorry, some of the language in the document under consideration may be slightly ambiguous and could be reconsidered, but technically it is sound. So, sorry, when I first looked at it, I didn't see that part. Thank you.
Having heard the Secretariat, it seems that this text reflects, no? Brazil, what is it that you are specifically saying? And the phrase not unambiguous, I think, doesn't reflect what we just heard. Brazil, please.
We would ask the Secretariat to add an expression that, well, there were slightly ambiguous elements, and well, the Brazilian delegation tends to work on that in order to render it less ambiguous. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. The recommendation of the Secretariat is that given that this paragraph actually does not materially change the conclusion, it describes discussion, we can delete the paragraph. The chair is here. But we really can't, there is no suggestion here that materially changes what the committee will do. We adopted the guidelines, noted reservations, and I believe that should be our decision, and we will move on. Thank you very much. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry for taking the word again, but would like that we understand that this paragraph should mirror the discussion we held very, very clearly. And it's clear for us, we record very, very clear that the Hungarian delegation stated that there were slightly unambiguous. Actually, what we record is that there were some unambiguous points. And to make it clear so that we can further work on this matter, we understand that we should add those words. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brazil. The chair is here. Perhaps he can provide a clarification that satisfies this matter so that we can move on. Hungary, please.
My suggestion is that after technically sound, we add a few words saying, however, there were some expressions which could be interpreted in different ways. Okay, now I get the microphone again, and then the sentence would continue as a result of the extensive technical discussion and so on. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Hungary. Brazil, will this satisfy you? Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, the wording seems fine, but I would like to stick to the word, particularly to the word ambiguous, rather than different views. We propose to maintain ambiguous views. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brazil. I think we can accept ambiguous. I believe that that has been quite well established in this paragraph, certainly. Let's then, I see agreement from Hungary. We now have then, with no other flags, adopted paragraphs through 45. Let's take paragraphs 46 just to settle, finish this section. Any comments, please? I see no flags. It's adopted. Paragraph 47 and 48. Any comments, please? I see no flags. Very good. Let's take paragraphs 49, 50, and 51. Comments, please. I see no flags. Paragraphs 49, 50, and 51 are adopted. Paragraphs 52 and 53, any comments, please? I see no flags. They are adopted. Paragraphs 54 and 55. Any comments, please? I see no flags. They are adopted. Paragraph 56. Comments. European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's a reference in the last line but one to substance 146. However, it omits to mention that it applies also to peaches. So the list of commodities there should include peaches. Thank you.
Thank you very much, EC. We will make that change. Are there any other comments? I see none. 56 is adopted. Let's look next at paragraphs 57, 58, 59, and 60. Comments, please. I see none. Paragraphs through 60 are adopted. To finish this section, let's do 61 and 62. Any comments, please? I see no flags. They are adopted. Paragraph 63. To finish this subject, comments, please. Paragraph 63 is adopted. Paragraph 64 and 65. Comments, please. I see no flags. They are adopted. Let's take paragraph 66, 67. Any comments on those two paragraphs, 66 and 67? I see no flags. They are adopted. 68 and 69. Are there any comments on those two paragraphs? China, please.
谢谢主席女士。中国代表团的发言很简短，以免影响各代表团按预定时间回国。在英文本中有一句英文表述需要进行修改，这个表述上有点小的出入，我们已经向秘书处提供了修改稿。第二， 中国代表团详细审议了中文本和英文本，发现中文本有27处翻译错误和不准确，我们将在会后向秘述处提交中文本的修改稿。关于第68段倒数第二句话表述需要修改，报告里面讲在中国包括肺和肝脏在内的动物内脏 通常也使用。我检查了当时的翻译稿，希望将此修改为原翻译稿。表述是这样：包括中国在内的部分亚洲国家居民有喜爱食用肺脏在内的动物内脏的习惯。谢谢。
Thank you, China. The Secretariat has consulted their notes, and we would suggest to amend the sentence to which you refer to add after China and other Asian countries. Therefore, the sentence would read, the delegation pointed out that China and other Asian countries, no? My apologies. It's later in the sentence. Later in the sentence, consumers of pig meat in the world and that in China and other Asian countries, animal internal organs including, and so far and so forth, the sentence will read. We will add, and other Asian countries. That conforms with our notes. Thank you very much, China. Are there any other comments on these two paragraphs, 68 and 69? European Community, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In paragraph 69, a grammatical point. It's towards the, let's say, the end of the paragraph where there's a reference to the data submitted by China would confirm the results from the residue studies, etc., etc., etc. We think this reference to would is inappropriate because it essentially preempts the role of JECFA. And this is a problem we've highlighted before where we confuse the views of the JECFA Secretariat with the views of the JECFA Committee itself. So we would suggest to change would to could. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community, if we could make that change. Are there any other comments? Paragraph 68 and 69. I see no flags. They're adopted as amended. Let's take paragraphs 70, 71, and 72. Any comments on those three paragraphs? I see no flags. They are adopted. I'm sorry, United States. On these 70, 71, and 72?
Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Madam Chair. On paragraph 72, similar to the previous intervention, I guess, in the middle of the paragraph where they talk about they also pointed out that the Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs and Foods could request a reevaluation instead of would. That would be our suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, United States. We will make that change in the same spirit that we made the last one. Are there any other comments to these paragraphs, please? United States, do you have a comment? All right, I see no flags. They are adopted as amended. Let's take paragraphs 73, 74, 75. Comments, please. Korea.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also pointed out to progress of the lactoparmin. So please include the on page 70. Brazil and Korea also recommended the adoption of the MRLs. And so, etc. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much for your comment, Republic of Korea, because your comment serves to remind us of the policy that this commission has adopted for some years, and that is not to specifically name delegations unless there is a specific reason to do so. You will see specific delegations named in various places, but in this place, the Secretariat recommends, and I recommend through them to you, that we change the beginning of paragraph 70 to read, several delegations recommended the adoption of the MRLs. And this is really not a point for discussion. It is a general policy of the Commission, and I highly recommend that the Commission cleave to it, because if we break from that policy, we will be here all day adding delegation names, and that is not our policy. So I hope you can understand this, Brazil. Cuba, do you have a point on the paragraphs we were originally, which paragraph do you have to comment, sir, madam?
Sí, yo quiero intervenir, gracias, señora presidenta, sobre el párrafo 74, donde en la versión español dice Brasil expresó sus reservas y en aquel caso Cuba dejó constancia que en el tema de las reservas apareciera también explícitamente la reserva de Cuba. También lo hemos entregado por escrito. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Cuba. In that case, having a very clearly expressed and in writing, we will add Cuba, Brazil, and Cuba expressed their reservations. Are there any comments? Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, concerning paragraph 70, well, we understand that since in other paragraphs, we maintain the names of other countries, so that we should keep the content of this paragraph as it was before. And if we cannot add another country, we should not delete the reference to Brazil and put something that is unclear. So we recommend to maintain the text and or we add the name Republic of Korea, or at least we maintain the name of Brazil. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brazil. However, there is, I hope I clearly explained the policy. It does apply in this case, and it really does not need to be a point of debate. I would beg your indulgence, sir. Really, it doesn't further our work to continue this discussion. Brazil, please accept this policy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry for taking the floor again, but we cannot, in this case, we cannot follow this policy because we raised this point. And in other paragraphs, when countries raised different points, the names of those countries are mentioned. So we should maintain the text as it is, as it follows. Thank you very much.
Thank you, delegates. I am deeply sorry that we have gotten into this discussion. This kind of thing can take a great deal of time. I do understand that it is a sensitive matter for countries, but we do have the policy that uses the phrase several delegations as a general matter in the course of discussion, unless there is explicit opposition to a point. That is another type of situation than we have here. However, in this point, the Secretariat has now more thoroughly considered its notes and has a recommendation to make. Beg your indulgence. Please listen to the recommendation of the Secretariat, and let's see if we can move on then.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. My colleagues tell me that Brazil had asked to be included there, the opinion, so we could include Brazil there in paragraph 70. Brazil recommended the adoption of the MIS. The paragraph would remain unchanged. The question I have now is the Republic of Korea, and that is what my notes don't show exactly. Did they align themselves exactly to what Brazil said in paragraph 70, so would they have to be added there, or could they fall under paragraph 71, where we say other delegations? 72. So could they fall, would they have to be aligned with paragraph 70 or 72? Thank you very much.